I want to shift gears for just a minute, and I want to talk about a relatively new concept in LLCs. It's called series LLCs. There are more than a dozen states now that have passed laws which allow you to have what are called the series LLCs. States that have done it already are Alabama, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Wisconsin, Puerto Rico, and two all-beef patties with special sauce. Now, you're going to take note because your state may have also now passed laws which allow you to set up a series LLC. It's a concept that a lot of states are looking at. What happens is you set up a umbrella LLC, a mommy LLC, and then you have baby LLCs underneath the mommy LLC. That's the homie explanation for it. A lawyer will call the mommy LLC a primary LLC and the baby LLCs cell LLCs. And it's known by a bunch of different terms, but you get the picture. What happens is each one of the cell LLCs becomes an independent entity, basically. By law, the statutes in the states have just been written so that they're insulated liability-wise. You sue one cell LLC, that liability doesn't necessarily slop over and claim the assets in one of the other cell LLCs. They can have different members, they can have different management, they can have a different tax structure. The obvious advantage is you only have to do one filing with the state. That means you only have to pay one state fee each year. And then the other LLCs are simply placed under the principal LLC. And financially, as far as the state's concerned, they don't exist. You can actually create a new member or a new cell LLC, and you don't even have to go back to the state. You just simply put an attachment to your documents associated with the LLCs and say, by the way, we've created a new cell LLC under our principal LLC. I want to explore some of the nuances of these LLCs for a minute. If you are living in one of the states that currently have them, you need to pay close attention because they're actually neat items. If you're living in a state other than the states that have series LLCs, then the discussion of series LLCs is basically academic for you. The reason is, if you own property in Indiana, it's not a series LLC state. Well, okay, let's set up a series LLC in Illinois. We then have 10 different pieces of property in Indiana, and so we put one piece of property in each one of the cells of the Illinois series LLC. Sounds good, doesn't it? The problem is, Indiana doesn't know how it's going to tax the individual LLCs. Indiana, we don't know if the courts are going to say, okay, one piece of property has a problem, that's in one of the cell LLCs all by itself, that piece of property has the problem, well, are the other series LLCs cells, are they insulated from the problems associated with the property in the individual cell? We don't know that yet. California started to rule on it, and you hate California to rule on anything because they're always what you don't want. California has specifically come out and said, we're charging a different state fee, independent state fee, so you get to pay your $800 or whatever it is this week down in California. You have to pay that every year for every one of the different cells. And they are going to be taxed by California as a totally different LLC. So you set up a Nevada series LLC, you go down to California, you try and put 10 pieces of property, one in each one of the cell LLCs, California comes back, they charge you $800 for each one of the different cells, and they tax each one of the different cells as if it was an independent LLC anyway. We haven't settled, even in California, as to what happens in the liability sense if one of the series, one of the cell LLCs, gets in trouble down in California. Are the California courts going to let that problem slop over into the other cell LLCs? We don't know. So there's a lot of issues remaining as to what happens with these cell LLCs. We don't have a definitive determination from the IRS as to what's going to happen. We have a private letter ruling which says that the cells are taxed as different individuals. By the way, a private letter revenue ruling really isn't very authoritative in the IRS's eyes. It only applies to the specific case in which the IRS has addressed the issue where the individual asked for the letter. So it's called a private letter revenue ruling, and it's private to that individual or that case. However, it gives us a clue as to what the IRS is thinking. There's pretty good authority which says that if all of the cells are owned by the same identical individual, you're the only member, you're the only manager, well, they're probably all disregarded entities anyway. It all collapses down to your tax return, or at least one LLC tax return. But there are still questions associated with the series and how it's actually going to be taxed. I happen to live in Utah, and the series LLCs here are neat. Yeah, we have as good a laws as Nevada does, and the price is a whole lot cheaper. So obviously, I'm going to use the Utah series LLCs. I don't like Nevada. You might have figured that out as you've listened to this course. Nevada is just taking advantage of people, trying to get them in to the state to manage their money, to get the state fees, to get the registered representative fees. It's basically a come on at this point, and they are getting to have a pretty shady reputation. The series LLCs actually started in Delaware back in 1996, and then they've gradually expanded to these other states, and I'm sure they're going to expand even further in the future. If you're going to put a series LLC into place, you need to follow some rules. One is all of the accounting, the property, the assets of each one of the cell LLCs has to be maintained separately. You can't commingle money. Commingling your money with your LLC or cell LLC monies with the monies of other cell LLCs, that's a no-no. You should know by now, commingling money is the first no-no in structuring an LLC or a corporation. If you expect the court to treat things as separate from you or separate from each other, you need to make sure that you separate all the transactions and they are actually arm's length transactions, just as if it were two strangers doing business with each other. I said that you could have different members for each one of the cells. You can have different managers for each one of the cells. That also means that you can distribute money differently from one cell or a second cell or a third cell, which gives you a lot of flexibility. In fact, what you have are individuals setting up series LLCs with a bunch of cells, and then the cells do business back and forth between each other. Well, okay, does that mean we have to pay a sales tax when we sell property from one cell to the other cell? Boy, we got a lot of cells in there, don't we? But you understand what I'm saying. We don't know what the sales tax aspects of it are when property's moving from one cell to another cell. By the way, when you take ownership of property in the name of one of the cell LLCs, the way the title's going to read is Mommy LLC, whatever that one's name is, and then Child LLC is the second part of that name. So you have to include the name of the primary LLC and the name of the cell LLC also on the title to the property. That lets people know that the Mommy LLC is the primary and the Child or the cell LLC is the secondary. And by the way, it would be a good idea to file some sort of a notice, a DBA, for example, or a new name for each one of the cells. That way, we can say that we have put the public on notice that we are using a series LLC and you are dealing with a cell underneath the principal LLC. If the public isn't on notice, they're going to come back and say, hey, wait a minute. We're just dealing with Mommy Big Time LLC. I don't know what this little LLC stuff is. No. We're suing the big one. We get the big one. However, if they're on notice that they're dealing with one of the cell LLCs, then they can probably only bring suit against the cell LLC and not against the principal LLC as well. These are issues that we've got to work out. 1996, it hasn't been around for a long time, at least as far as the law is concerned. Remember, the law moves slowly, and the courts haven't addressed these issues yet. It's particularly thorny because all of the states haven't gotten together and formed any type of a Uniform Series LLC Act. In fact, most states don't have them. They don't recognize them. They don't know what they are. The federal bankruptcy laws. We haven't dealt with series LLCs. What happens when one of the cells gets on hard times, goes bankrupt? Are the assets of the other cells available in a bankruptcy proceeding? Well, in theory, no, because the states that have the series LLCs have specifically written the laws so that there's a wall between each one of the different cell LLCs. But hey, federal bankruptcy law trumps state law. Who knows what's going to happen in these situations? With the uncertainties associated with the series LLCs, unless you are in a state that actually has adopted the series LLCs, or you own property in those states, you're trying to deal in those states, I probably wouldn't worry about the series LLC concept. You're going to be stuck just putting separate LLCs in place, paying the state fee for each one of the LLCs, maintaining each one of the LLCs, filing the tax returns for each one of the LLCs. Now, you can go way overboard. Remember the 53 properties? The attorney had set up a separate limited partnership for each one of the 53, and the poor people were dying economically. It was costing them on the order of $75,000 a year just to maintain the limited partnerships. That's going overboard. But in your life, you need to look at it and say, where can I use an LLC, and how many LLCs do I need? You're going to lump the high-end properties into one LLC, the low-end properties into another LLC, the commercials into one, the residentials into... I don't know how you're going to divide up your assets, but make some logical division. The properties in Georgia, one LLC. The properties in Kentucky, another LLC. You need to find the logical breaks in your assets and then try and protect them using the LLC. You've undoubtedly figured out that the LLC is one of the most flexible legal tools that we have. It is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, asset protection tool that we have. You can even start to utilize them after you're already in trouble. That makes it a really neat tool for everybody to look at, everybody to use. I can't say that the corporations are dead, but the knee-jerk reaction definitely is, let's look at the LLC. That's our first choice. If you've got questions about what we've talked about, give me an email. I am info, I-N-F-O, at legalese, L-E-G-A-L-E-E-S, just like on the materials, legalese.com. If you need specific legal work associated with LLCs, maybe one of the members of the firm, myself, we can help as lawyers. Of course, there's a legal fee associated with that, but we're happy to help any way that we can. I hope that you have the highest success in your businesses, that you can use the LLCs. They'll give you the tax advantages. They'll give you the liability shield that we've talked about. This is Lee Phillips. Thank you for listening. I'm going to be sending you little updates now and then, so watch for those on the emails. Don't put me on the spam list. I'm not going to spam you. I've enjoyed talking to you about limited liability companies. Hopefully you can see how you can use them and you can get the benefits. Until our next conversation, good luck and may God bless you in everything that you do.